appreciate it.
No problem.
And L-O-O-M-A-N?
L-O-O-M-A-N, yes.
And are you a sixth grade teacher?
Yes.
Terrific.
I'm rolling, Stephen.
All right, great. We're rolling tape for radio broadcast on ABC with Amy Luman, who's a sixth grade teacher at Coleraine Central School in Coleraine, Massachusetts. Amy, first of all, tell us about this trip you guys have planned.
Oh, it's a tradition here at Coleraine. We're a small rural school in western Massachusetts, and the trip is about pushing 20 years old. We every spring bring the kids down for a week to see the nation's capital and all that it has to offer and all of the sights and sounds.
That's awesome. I remember from when I was a kid growing up how excited I was to have my first trips to Washington. Typically speaking, what happens over the course of this trip that you guys have been doing for so long? What kind of sights do you show?
We spend a lot of time around the mall, certainly many of the Smithsonian museums, and the zoo is always a highlight, and the last few years we've gone in for a tour of Congress or the Pentagon, or last year we were fortunate enough to get in for a White House tour.
Well, I should tell you, I don't know about the White House tour, but almost every single other thing you mentioned there would be impacted if the government does shut down on Monday. So has that been a part of the discussion at the school this week?
Yeah, it sure has. It sure has. Yeah, we would have to drastically alter our itinerary and our plans.
Tell us about some of the concerns, if you have any, that you might have going into this with the possibility of a shutdown.
Well, of course, the concern is, you know, we've spent all year talking about some of these different places with the kids, and the kids have been researching different sites and things that we've, you know, have traditionally visited and planned, and so there's been a whole lot of buildup. And, you know, to think that we could get down there and then not be able to see those things or go to some of those places is certainly a bummer. You know, Washington's a great city, and it has other things to offer, but, our whole trip has kind of been planned around those existing things.
Anything that sticks out in your mind is something you really hope will stay open?
The kids really want to go to the zoo. That was the thing that they were most disappointed to hear that they could miss. But, you know, certainly all of the museums on the mall are just fantastic, and I would hate for them to miss that opportunity.
Excellent. Well, tell us about what discussions you have had, because it sounds like you've already kind of sort of broken the news to the kids. Are they following the news?
Well, current events is a part of our class every day, so, you know, it was a natural conversation to have with them as far as what had kind of been going on the news. And there's, you know, a lot of questions beyond just how it would impact our trip, including, you know, how can you shut down a government and what does that mean and that kind of thing. And then how, you know, what plans we may have to alter and that. It was just kind of a normal conversation for us to have.
I can tell you, you know, I've been asked some of the same questions. How do you shut down a government? I'm not sure I can answer.
Oh, I can promise you I can't.
Well, how is that going? I mean, are the kids really understanding the dynamic? Are they frustrated? Are they do they get it?
No, they don't get it, I don't think. I think it's certainly is something, you know, as you and I both just said, I'm not sure I get it. So it certainly is beyond their understanding of the reasons why it would happen and all of that. And they're certainly frustrated to think that, you know, these things that they've been looking forward to since September may not happen.
Excellent, Amy. All right, I really appreciate the time.
No problem.
I'm going to pass this on and your phone number on, if I can, to one of our television producers.
Okay.
Is it all right if they get in touch with you later in the day?
Sure.
Excellent, Amy. I appreciate it. And
okay.
This is the best number, 413-624-34151?
Yes, this is the number here at school.
Thanks, Amy. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.